and wanted to deflect attention away from them. Jones had said after Sunday's game in Green Bay that anyone who disrespects the flag won't play. Yankees fans are celebrating because their team's another step closer to the World Series after beating the powerful Cleveland Indians in the ALDS. James Flippin with more.
They're the comeback kings of the postseason.
The 5-2 win over those Indians capped a stunning reversal after New York trailed 2-0. Next up, the league-leading Houston Astros. Fans are breaking out their superstitions and their lucky pinstripe socks, but, I mean, it's not like they're refusing to change their clothes or keeping their fingers crossed 24/7.
Yeah, I'm not that crazy.
Some say go Yanks, but can't stomach their fans.
They get very obnoxious.
James Flippin.
While on the National League side, the Washington Nationals beat the defending champ Cubs at Wrigley yesterday to force a deciding Game 5 in that series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the four ways to grow your business through referrals. I'll have the pros and cons of running a Facebook contest, six ways to be productive when you don't want to be, and five ways to build strong customer connections. It's Thursday, October 12th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in Hunterdon County, in beautiful borough of Flemington, and on the national scene as well. Currently, it's 57 degrees at 12:06. And before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows that it's currently, again, 57 degrees, hopefully making it up to a high of 66 degrees with a low of 59 tonight. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy, a high of 66 and a low of 59. For Saturday, a few showers in spots during the morning, then clouds give way to sun with a high of 76 and a low of 60. And for Sunday, it'll be very warm with some sunshine and breezy later in the day, a high of 80 degrees and a low of 58. And a current check of the financial markets at the noon hour shows the Dow is currently up 8.14 to 22,881.03. The NASDAQ up 4.80 to 6608.35. S&P 500 down 0.65 to 2554.59. Oil is down 77 cents to $50.53 per barrel. And gold is up $6.50 to $1,295.40 an ounce. I want to thank everybody for watching on Facebook, including you, Phil Kornbluth. You're now up to date. It's time to listen to the rest of the program at www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano. The program is called Taking Care of Business, and we are in our sixth year of broadcasting here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time to talk about issues that affect businesses, your business, my business, everybody's business, and hopefully make some insights that will help you in how you run your business and forecast things that may be coming down the pike that you may not be aware of. Again, If you're listening online, you have an opportunity to follow this program on a regular basis on Facebook. We do have a new page called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. That's on Facebook. We're looking for you to like that page, follow that page, and then you'll have updates midweek as far as what program topics I may be covering during the show, and also anything that's newsworthy affecting business, you'll find it there first. So again, you're listening to Taking Care of Business. Glad you could join us at this time in the program every week. We start with our business quote of the week. And this time, it comes from that world-famous philosopher, Anonymous. They've written some very telling things over the years. But this one is something that I used to use with my son, who was a golfer in high school and college, and something that I think is applicable just about in everything you do. The quote goes like this. It says, "In golf, as in life, it's the follow-through that makes the difference." Now, again, this anonymous quote resonates at many levels. In the business world, we know that even the best plans and strategies can go awry without successful implementation. So in golf, as in life, it's the follow-through that makes the difference. Just think about that for a minute. Anytime that you've had a good deal, let's say, what made it great? And a lot of times we get so worked up in getting to the point where the customer says, "I will buy from you." And we supply them with the product, but we don't follow up a week later, a month later to say, "Hey, how's everything going? How's the product working? Or how is our service," if it's a service type related industry. And that's the type of thing that probably annoys your customers more than anything. It's a, you took my check, you cashed it, and I haven't heard from you ever again. In golf as in life, it's the follow through that makes a difference. Think of if you've ever hired a contractor to do work in your home. They come in, they do the work, and then there's always that punch list. You know, five little things that have to get done that seemingly never get done. And now, while you enjoy the project, you know, let's say you redid your kitchen. You love the new cabinets, you love the new stove and everything else, but there's one section of tile that needs to be regrouted. There's a missing light switch. There's a piece of molding that hasn't been installed. And it seems like it takes forever for the contractor to come back to do these minor little repairs. And again, it's that follow-through that although you're 95% complete, you're just not happy with the end result because it's not, you know, done to your satisfaction just yet. So let's talk about how you can grow your business. This is getting jumping right into the program this week. Four ways to grow your business through referrals. Now, for small business owners with limited marketing budgets, positive word of mouth is an important way to grow your customer base. And since the Glen Avenue Soap Company started selling its foaming soap to restaurants, co-owner Phil Metzler has learned a bit about the hospitality business, namely that it's an industry with a lot of turnover. And that's why when he begins supplying products to restaurants, he tries to familiarize himself with the entire staff. Has that ever happened to you where suddenly the person you're dealing with is gone in 6 months or a year? So he says that he tries to introduce himself to as many managers and staff members as possible, and I try to get a phone number for them, said Metzler, whose company uses natural and organic ingredients to produce soaps, skincare products, and lotions. He then texts his business card to everyone that he's met. The effort has paid off time and again when his contacts move to new restaurants and hire the company to provide soap for their restrooms. Now, it's not a traditional referral, but it is generating business, said Metzler, who does very little advertising for his company. He also brands his soap dispensers and has gotten new accounts when business owners discover his products at a restaurant that they frequent. Small companies need to be creative when it comes to finding new customers, said John Spence, who's a management consultant and speaker who regularly helps clients grow their referral business. He recommends looking what other businesses might appeal to your ideal customer. He once helped a luxury car dealer connect with a high-end boat seller. The two companies co-hosted an event where they had an opportunity to court each other's clients. If you find a complementary business, there can be great crossover, he said. Spence also suggests connecting with companies whose clients may need your services. One of the best ways to get referrals is to give referrals, he said. Larry Titus agrees, the owner of Air Quality Solution, keeps a list of trusted electricians and plumbers for customers who may need those services in conjunction with heating or cooling project. What started out as an effort to take good care of his customers has led to a new business as those professionals recommend his company to their clients. A longtime member of the local Chamber of Commerce and Rotary Club, Titus also found that his passion for giving back to the community has generated business leads. But it's important that you find a cause you sincerely want to help. Fellow volunteers will be turned off if it's apparent that you're there only to promote your business and not serve the cause. I never ever tried to sell them anything, he said. I just worked side by side with them, and it was a byproduct of that that the sales would follow. Sometimes it makes sense to refer a customer to a competitor, Spence said. Companies have different specialties, and it's important to recognize that. Often it will improve your relationship with the client because they see the referral as evidence that you are looking out for them. It can also lead to referrals from others within your industry. At Willis & Willis Attorneys, other lawyers regularly send clients to the firm, and said managing member Stan Willis, they're looking for somebody to do a good job for their client, not steal their client, said Willis, who estimates that more than 75% of his business is referral-based. It's always been our philosophy that if we take care of our clients, we'll get more clients because we're taking care of them. Now, here are the small business owner's tips for building a customer referral network for your small business. First, make sure you have a process in place for acknowledging everyone who sends business your way. Everything from sending a thank you card to inviting a client who has generated a large amount of business to dinner or a round of golf or a baseball game. That comes from Stan Willis from Willis & Willis Attorneys. Larry Titus of Air Quality Solutions says that incentivize good customer service. Consider giving employees that earn a stellar customer service rating a bonus. Third, once you've established a relationship with a client who meets your definition of an ideal customer, ask them if they know anyone with similar needs who could use your help. That comes from John Spence. And finally, develop connections with multiple company representatives so that your company is top of mind as they change jobs. And I really like that last one because so many times and in so many industries, you have a lot of turnover. The restaurant industry is one. If you're dealing with seasonal type things like baseball leagues, things like that, you find that very often there's a new president or something every year. The Rotary Club could elect a new president every year. And if you're only dealing with one person in the organization, there's a good chance that when that person's no longer in a position of power, suddenly they don't use you anymore. They find somebody else. They find an internet. They have a referral from someone else. So make sure you're getting connected with everyone within the organization. And I think you'll see that that's going to pay off big dividends for you down the road. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. I want to talk to you for a minute about Facebook contests and the pros and cons of running such a contest. Now, contests can grow engagement with Facebook followers, but they can also generate poor quality leads. So here's a couple of tips on how to turn that into a success. Running a contest on Facebook can be a great way to engage, delight, and build loyalty among your social media followers. But before you rush to post your next giveaway or promotion, consider the pros and cons of Facebook contests so that you can proceed in a way that will benefit your business. A pro might be that promotions provide a chance to combine great content with value for your customers. The best promotions combine great content with an offer that's relevant to your customers, says digital strategist Jason Falls. For example, instead of just giving away a spa treatment, do a video interview with someone who has had the spa treatment about how it made her feel reborn, refreshed, important again. Connect those emotions. The con, promotions can be useful, but they can also backfire. While a giveaway or prize can certainly drive activity, you can end up driving a bunch of people to your page who don't really want to buy from you. They just want the free thing, Falls said. Still, if you can create a contest, but explain it using compelling content, you'll likely be more successful than just saying click here to win. Another pro would be that Facebook contests can make your current followers feel special. We connect with our current customer base by offering our social media fans and email newsletter subscribers exclusive discounts, said Claudia Montez, who's the founder of Isabel Grace Jewelry. Not only has this resulted in new purchases from existing customers, but it has also helped us really grow our email list. The con is that Facebook has specific rules on how contests must be run on their platform. Violating these rules could lead to the suspension of, or in most egregious cases, permanent deletion of your business's Facebook page. So check out Facebook's terms before you run your first promotion and make sure you understand Facebook's rules and terms of service. For more tips on how your business can succeed with social media marketing, you can check out Manta's complete guide, Facebook for Small Business, 23 Expert Tips to Reach More Customers on Social Media. That's at manta.com. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm
providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Celebrating 6 years on the air together, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me as we get together every Thursday at this time to talk about business and issues affecting businesses, both large and small, here in Hunterdon and around the country. There's a lot of talk about referrals. Our first story was just about referrals, and I've said this quote probably close to 50 times on this program over the last 6 years, and I'll say it again just to, so we can lay the groundwork here. Earl Nightingale said it when he said, "The best form of advertising is a satisfied customer with a big mouth." Now, he said this back in the 1960s. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have social media. We didn't have email. You know, if you wanted to get in touch with somebody, you wrote them a letter, you put a stamp on it, and you waited 3 days for them to receive it. Now, up to the minute, you know, up to the second, you know, a person that gets mad at your company can put an online review on 15 different platforms and practically destroy your business. A person who loves your company, that satisfied customer with a big mouth, same thing. They can really bolster your business. So online reviews are technically the new word-of-mouth referral. Now, what customers say about your business matters more than ever. But how do you turn positive feedback into 5-star online reviews? Determining what customer interactions should be public and when a private conversation is best is a key factor in successfully navigating online reviews, say marketing experts. Now, while internet reviews can be unpredictable, they are a necessary part of doing business. The most successful companies use reviews to publicly showcase heartfelt customer accolades in a way that wasn't possible before the internet. When customers send complimentary emails, business owners should follow up by asking them to take their praise public and encourage them to write an online review, said Connie Parrott, who's a real estate agent with the Parrott Group in Grove City, Ohio. The real estate agency has found that good reviews lead to new clients. More than half of online shoppers will visit a website after reading positive reviews, and more than 2/3 of consumers say positive reviews will make them trust local businesses more, according to a Bright Local survey. If customers follow through by posting a glowing review, business owners should take the time to post a personal response for the writer and other online shoppers to see, said Nathan Arnold, who's the marketing manager at Velvet Ice Cream. Avoid offering a cookie-cutter response to good reviews, added Shelley Welch, who's the president of the American Marketing Association in Columbus. Responding the same way waters down the effectiveness of your reply, she explains. Instead, try to respond to the customer's specific compliment and find a way to personalize your remarks. But when someone posts a complaint or negative review about the business, the best response is usually to go online and ask them to send you a private message or email. Welch recommends using wording or phrases that would have a calming effect. Consider apologizing to the customer because they were unhappy with the service or thanking them for bringing something to your attention. It's important to respond publicly to online reviews because would-be customers are watching to see how your business reacts. But it's not necessary to resolve the issue online, said Welch, who is the director of operations at Portfolio Creative, a recruiting and staffing agency. It shows you care, that you are willing to do what you need to do to make your customer happy, she said. And it shows you care about having a good reputation. So again, we're not just getting cards and letters from our customers anymore. The online review, the chance for a person to go on Facebook, have a bad meal at a restaurant, and blast that restaurant can have a very damaging effect on that business. And I would also caution you that it's so easy to sit behind a keyboard anonymously, if you will, or and sometimes, you know, if you put your name out there, and blast a restaurant, blast any business, and not bring it to their attention first. You know, if you were dissatisfied, did you talk to the manager at the restaurant? Did you talk to the chef? Did you talk to your server and let them know you were upset? Or did you just muddle through the meal, leave, and then, you know, on the drive home, you know, you started blasting them on social media? I think the first step has to be talking to the manager in person. If you're not satisfied there, then have at it. But at least give them the courtesy of trying to make it right for you while you're in front of them. And then if it is wrong, if there is a problem, again, always, even if you have to wait a day and then call them the next day and say, look, here's the situation that happened last night at dinner. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. There have been many times when if I'm not satisfied, I'll ask for the manager and I'll just tell them if this is what's going on. I'm not looking for money back. I don't want a free dessert or anything. I'm more concerned, and I tell them this, I'm more concerned about the future of your business than I am as to whether or not I had a good meal. Likewise, and this is the part that a lot of people don't do, if you get great service, if a company does everything they say they're going to do, which is what we expect, let them know that you appreciate it so that they know, they reinforce that behavior amongst their staff, and they'll be able to continually improve upon what they do. We've been talking about customer referrals, customer reviews, and there's three ways that customer reviews can help your business grow. Now, you don't want to let your reputation be subject to the whims of bad reviews. You need to learn how to proactively manage reviews and then help your business grow. Now, while it may seem like customer reviews leave small business owners in a vulnerable position or at the mercy of their clients' opinions, you can take control of your reputation. So here are three ways to proactively manage reviews and then help your business grow. The first is to leverage your customer touch points. Whether it's through phone, in person, or even email, invite customers to share if they have had a positive experience, advised Karen Swim, who's the founder of Words for Hire. For example, a service call can end with, "Thank you for being a customer. I'm so glad we were able to solve your problem. Would you mind sharing your positive experience with a quick review on," and then you can insert your preferred review sites such as Yelp, Google, or TripAdvisor, said Swim. In this way, asking for feedback becomes part of your business culture and not something that happens by chance. I recall that a couple of years ago, I was up at Lake George. I was staying at the Fort William Henry Inn. Nice vacation for my family. And there was a gentleman there named Nick. And this guy couldn't do enough to make sure you were having a good stay. He opened the door for you. He would give you recommendations on restaurants. He would. There was fireworks, I think, on Thursday and Friday nights. And instead of just saying, oh, go sit by the water, you'll get a great view, he actually told us where on the property to sit, brought chairs over, brought us drinks. He did everything he could to make sure that we were having a great experience. He never asked for a thing in return until the very end when we said, Nick, can't wait to come back and see you next year. And he goes, good. If you would, please go on TripAdvisor and tell him that you had a great stay. Didn't ask specifically for himself, but that you had a great stay. On the drive home, my wife was driving and I was on TripAdvisor leaving a glowing review, both of Nick and of the Fort William Henry Inn. It doesn't hurt to ask, but he specifically said, do it on TripAdvisor. And they've got more and more good reviews. And suddenly it looked like that was the place to stay in Lake George. Another way that you can help yourself is to feature a customer of the week. Now, this is one hands-on way that you can use feedback to acquire and deepen relationships with your customers. According to Swim, with customers' permission, spotlight a customer of the week or month on social media with a photo and or a video and a review complete with a story that explains why you value him or her as a customer. People love to be spotlighted, and it gives them an opportunity to share with their network, said Swim. So pick a customer that you do business with on a regular basis. Maybe you have a customer who's become a friend, and you know that you can spotlight them. Or maybe they run an organization that you feel could use additional publicity. By featuring them in your newsletter and their organization with a link to their website, you could go a long way in helping them get that needed necessary attention. And finally, you want to engage in review dialogue. Monitoring review sites and responding frequently to both positive and negative reviews should be part of any proactive customer review strategy to help boost business, according to Sarah Matista, who's the marketing communications manager for Vistaprint Digital. Responding to positive reviews shines a light on good customer service, and responding to negative reviews shows potential customers that you're willing to hear feedback and better your business, said Matista. Same thing. You know, they talk about Facebook as being the A side of a 45 record. For anybody born after 1985, let me explain what that means. Back in the day, there were 45 RPM records, little disc playing one song. So let's say you had a Garth Brooks song on a 45. The song might be The Dance, one of his best songs. The side B, that was side A, the side B would be just another song on the album that very rarely got any kind of radio airplay. But at least this way, you got two songs for about $1.49. But you played the first song until you wore grooves in it with the needle. Facebook is a lot like that. It's your A side. You're not showing them the bad. You're showing everybody the good. And so the same thing happens here. Positive reviews are great, but the negative reviews are where you can really shine. So make sure that you're taking the time to address any negative reviews, and that you're also sensitive, to the customer. You're not fighting with them. You're trying to be proactive. In some cases, you'll win, and in other cases, you won't. But at least it shows the rest of the buying public that you do definitely care about your company's reputation and that you try to make it right every time. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We've got a lot more on today's program. We're going to step away for a quick news break. And when we come back, we'll get right back into it. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's going to continue to get worse before it gets better. You all know the weather conditions. We're just going to see these conditions continue for the next several days minimum.
Cal Fire officials being bluntly realistic with reporters about the wildfires that are continuing to decimate parts of Northern California. 23 people are now confirmed dead as the California is dealing with some of the worst wildfires in history. The fires sweeping through wine country and other areas are forcing tens of thousands of evacuations. Entire neighborhoods in Santa Rosa have been destroyed by the fires. President Trump expected to sign an executive order on health care today. During an interview on Fox News Hannity, Trump said he will sign the order, which will allow people to buy health insurance across state lines. Trump said he would have taken the action earlier, but hoped such a measure would have been part of a comprehensive health care bill that Republicans would have pushed through the legislature. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Yeah.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. Also on WHCRDB. For those of you with your digital players in your cars, your walkabout, make sure that you tune us in and take us with you wherever you go. Don't forget, also check out our webpage, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. There you'll be able to find a little biographical information on all of our hosts, what their programs are all about, and hopefully you'll be able to tune into some another type of programming that you would really enjoy. We've got everything. We've got accountants. We've got lawyers. We've got home improvement specialists, nutritionists. So make sure that you're tuning in and telling your friends that this is the place to find information that's pertinent to Flemington, to Hunterdon County, and to just about everybody. I want to remind everybody that the Turkey Trot is just around the corner. That's going to be on Thanksgiving Day. It is the 25th annual Turkey Trot, brought to you by the CEA, the CEA School, and Johanna Foods. The running will be at 9:30 in the morning on Thanksgiving Day right here on, in Flemington. And that's going to be on November 23rd with a 5K run at 9:30, a two-mile walk at 9:40. And you can even do a virtual run for those who can't attend. For more information or to register, you can go to runsignup.com/CEA Turkey Trot, brought to you by Johanna Foods and the CEA. So make sure this, that's a great event, and one that if you're looking for something to do on Thanksgiving morning, and a lot of people used to say, well, I go to the high school football game. Well, now a lot of high school football games are played on Friday nights. They don't play on Thanksgiving anymore. Or you're into playoff season, so they're playing on Saturdays or the weekends. Looking for something to do Thanksgiving morning, come to Flemington and watch the Turkey Trot. And it's just a very impressive sight when you see like 6,000 runners at the starting line. I want to talk to you about counterintuitive productivity tricks. Now, this is when your back's against the wall, you've got to get something done, and you're just not motivated to get started. So when you're in the middle of that all-consuming project, your first instinct is likely to hunker down for hours at your desk so you can get it done. Well, it turns out that strategies that go against the routine may actually help you be more productive and creative in the process. For the busy executive, downtime feels like an indulgence. After the typical long work days, the weekends become an extension of the week. And this lack of downtime, however, may come with a price. Working long hours may backfire on productivity. So several years ago, two colleagues got together, and they were working on a rush-intensive project that required complete focus for three sleep-deprived, caffeine-fueled days. And as they raced to the finish line on the final day, they stopped each other in the middle of a task, and they forced each other to go on a 10-minute walk around the block. Now, they considered any break a luxury, but it turned out that one of the colleagues knew that what she was doing. The brisk walk and fresh air acted like a reset button for their exhausted brains. So there's many tools, money, and know-how so that you can make an impact. So taking a break in the middle of a busy day may feel counterproductive, but mental breaks like naps and meditation are a proven productivity booster, and walking can be beneficial to creativity. So here are some other counterintuitive strategies that may infuse fresh energy into your day, help you refocus, and improve your productivity. The first is just a change of scenery. This could be everything from moving from your desk to a conference room, but the tip is that's often suggested is for writer's block is to change the environment, disrupt your routine. So the idea is similar to modern advice for college students to vary their study environment when they prepare for a test. Waiting until you're close to a deadline may create the kind of determination and focus you need when you're stuck, but try an area with natural light if available. Natural light can improve attention, cognitive performance, and alertness, according to research published in 2016 in the International Journal of Advances in Chemical Engineering and Biological Science. But if you don't have natural light, even a simple change, such as temporarily switching desks, may be enough to stimulate the brain and revive your focus. Number two, set up office at a coffee shop. A variation on the change of scenery strategy, taking your work to a coffee shop adds one more benefit, ambient noise. Why a high level of noise may be distracting. A 2015 study by researchers at the University of Ontario found that moderate volumes may enhance creativity. Freelancers and remote workers may be proof that this works. Whether attracted by the subtle energy of the space, the change of scenery, or the background hum, these knowledge workers can be frequently found setting up office for a few hours at their neighborhood coffee shop. Number three, listen to music. Now, although studies about the music's impact on productivity are inconsistent, this strategy is worth an experiment. Some people find that listening to music helps them concentrate better than complete silence. One explanation may be related to the impact of ambient noise, as certain types of music can create a similar effect. Music positively impacts mood because it elevates the levels of dopamine, the chemical that regulates emotional response and helps control the brain's pleasure center. This, in turn, could help reduce stress, indirectly boosting productivity. So try different types of music. For some, it's better to have familiar tunes as they are easier to drown out, and for others, classical or instrumental music or jazz is less distracting. Number four, you want to work against a deadline. Now, it sounds not only counterintuitive but scary, yet waiting until you're close to a deadline may create the kind of determination and focus you need when you're stuck. If you thrive under a certain amount of pressure, a looming deadline creates just enough urgency to jolt the creative juices into action. This strategy beats sitting unproductively in front of a blank screen or creating artificial distractions such as getting coffee or checking emails. The trick is to give yourself a realistic time block. Otherwise, you may achieve the opposite result and create unnecessary stress. And number five, stop multitasking. In the age of multiple screens and short attention spans, multitasking on the surface presents itself as a solution for achieving more in less time. Yet it's tough to argue with science. The human brain doesn't handle multitasking well, according to various studies, including one 2016 study by research at the University of California, Irvine, Microsoft, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Multitasking can be detrimental to productivity because in reality, it is back and forth task switching, and it takes time to refocus on the main task. The impact is negligible while watching TV or working out and browsing social media at the same time, but in a more focused setting, it's likely to be a time waster. And they want you to unplug at least one day a week. I like my multitasking. Being connected all day, every day, could be a tough habit to break. And despite working longer hours than the average American, 1 in 10 CEOs wish they could work even more, according to a 2015 poll of 256 CEOs by CEO.com. If work-life balance is a losing proposition, try this smaller-scale strategy. Just turn off all work-related communication every Saturday or Sunday. And just like that, a 10-minute walk around the block in the middle of peak deadlines, disconnecting for a day, can go a long way to restoring your brain power and replenishing your energy. So there's six little tips on how things that you would normally consider to be a distraction can actually help you stay focused and get the job done. Today's program is a lot about the customer, and I have five ways that you can build strong customer connections. So I want to get into that with you right now, and that is, as a small business owner, you can use stellar customer service to build loyalty and then set yourself apart from the competition. And let's face it, there is a lot of competition out there. We just found it out this week. We purchased and installed a new embroidery machine. Very high-tech piece of equipment, still learning all the bells and whistles. And as the installer was telling us, you know, our competition, in addition to some big embroidery houses, are the people that buy the same machine or even two or three of them and run them out of their house. So small business owners, again, can use their customer service to build loyalty and set themselves apart from the competition. So creating connections with customers is crucial for businesses of any size. But for small businesses, it's an opportunity to shine. Small companies can use stellar customer service as a way to develop close connections with their clients and set themselves apart. The first step toward unrivaled customer service is to make sure the entire company has a customer-oriented mindset, said Kate Zabriskie, who's the CEO and president of Business Training Works. You've got to always be thinking about what's best for the customer, not what's best for you, she said. It's also best to only work with customers who you can help. She said, often, other customers just aren't a good fit. Companies get in trouble when they take on those customers that aren't a good fit. And if you know you're not the best solution for that client, then you need to tell them that. When meeting with a potential client, listening is key, she said. Listen to what their end objective is and really try to solve the problem in a couple of different ways. If you're a landscaper meeting with a homeowner who's getting ready to put the house up for sale, for example, be sure to present an inexpensive solution that can quickly make a big impact as well as a long-term plan. Once you've brought a client into the fold, be sure to continue to pay attention to what their needs are, as Jacqueline Whitmore, a business etiquette expert. Do surveys to determine their level of satisfaction. If a customer has an issue, address it right away. Help solve problems before they escalate. Kind of goes back to that punch list that we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Zabriskie Whitmore and Jacqueline Perasetsky, owner of the salon chain Skin Perfect, offered the following advice for building outstanding customer connections. First, empower your employees to solve problems. Now, if a customer has a concern, she doesn't want to be put on hold or bounced around to different people or departments, Whitmore said. Business owners should not want that either. There's value in having the problem resolved quickly during the first phone call. In order to do that, employees need to have the authority to make decisions and know what the company will stand behind them. Number two, you want to follow up in a meaningful way. Now, customers can recognize the difference between a perfunctory follow-up call where the company representative is going through the motions and someone who is familiar with what was purchased and really wants to know if it is working. Follow-up calls need to be genuine and really delve into how well the product is serving the customer, agreed Whitmore. Be sure to ask, could we do something else to help better your team's experience? Kind of goes back to our quote at the beginning of the show, the business quote of the week. In golf, as in life, it's the follow-through that makes the difference. Also, do something unexpected. Now, last Christmas, Zabriskie's bank delivered a poinsettia to her office to thank her for being a customer for 10 years. It was a great surprise, she said. So companies should look for ways to replicate that. Consider giving gifts, writing notes, or offering a business-related perk. The more on the brand, the better, Zabriskie said. She said she would be equally pleased if her landscaper offered to aerate her lawn for free in celebration of her 10-year anniversary, or left a copy of the summer's best-selling novel on her doorstep with a note to enjoy the weekend since the yard work was done. At Skin Perfect, Perasetsky recently instructed her employees to send gift cards to anyone who had not been to the salon for 3 months. She also once ran a campaign where technicians taught clients how to use products they already owned as under-eye concealer. She also offers clients free mini facials and a cupcake on their birthday. These little things go a long way in building loyalty. Number four, keep notes. Perasetsky uses software that allows her employees to keep detailed notes on what services they provided to the client, what their likes are and dislikes, and personal details that they've shared. The information allows the team to customize visits and even offer clients their favorite beverage at the end of the service. Keeping notes about a client's personal life will allow you to have more meaningful conversations and take the relationship to another level, Whitmore added. This goes back to the hotel story I told a few years ago where one hotel chain that I stay at on a regular basis always seems to know how I like things. And it goes down to, and I've talked to the manager of this hotel about it. So if you go into the hotel, and let's say they have the toilet paper folding over the top, and you like it to come out from underneath, and you switch it, the maids are trained to write that down so that on your next visit, that can be changed in anticipation of your visit. Do you like the lights on when you enter the room? Do you like the mini fridge at a particular setting? Most hotels will put them on at 6, but if you have taken the time to turn it up to 7 or 8, the staff will take care of that for you. All the little things that you like, they're already taken care of. And as you go through the next series of visits, you start to find out, these people really like me. So keep notes on your customers, birth dates, anniversaries, things like that. And finally, share information. Each fall, Zabriskie's landscape representative schedules an appointment for the two of them to walk her yard. He explains how various treatments are working, highlights areas that might need more attention, and offers some ideas for new plantings. The free service engages Zabriskie and gets her thinking about working with the firm the following year. Perasetsky regularly holds free workshops for clients and their friends where she shares information about skincare and other wellness tips. Customers love it and always ask for more. They remember that, she said, and it keeps them excited. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about three ways that LinkedIn is finally living up to its potential and how to harness it. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire processed food technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com and WHCRDB. So glad you could join me this afternoon as we talk about issues affecting businesses large and small. My name is Jim Gano. I'm the host and the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington right here in the borough in the Staples Shopping Center. So glad that you could join me and hope you can stop by the shop one day and take a look around, see what we're doing. In addition to awards of all kinds for rec teams and corporate awards, we also have a full-service shine shop, a promotional division, varsity jackets for athletes at the local high schools, and the area that's growing the most right now is our custom imprinted apparel, both silkscreen, embroidery, and transfer. So stop by and see what we can do to help your business grow at Crown Trophy of Flemington. Well, LinkedIn, and I was just asked this question this morning, is LinkedIn a good thing? And I said, yeah, it is. And this isn't like Facebook. This is a professional networking group. It's a way for you to find people that you want to do business with. It's a way for people to find you if they want to do business with you. So, yes, LinkedIn is a good thing. I think it got off to a little bit of a slow start years ago, but it's really getting to the point where if you're a professional of any kind, this is the place to be, and so many groups that you can join and be a part of and then comment on. So there are three ways that LinkedIn is finally living up to its potential. Now you have to know how to harness them. So the social network for professionals has grown into a useful tool for small business owners to improve hiring using freelancers and content marketing. LinkedIn has long experimented with features to boost engagement and make the social network for professionals a more useful tool. Along the way, some users registered frustration that the actual net gain they experienced in terms of real-world networking or new gigs didn't deliver on the site's great promise. Good news, small business, the tide is turning. Now, earlier this year, LinkedIn announced that it had surpassed 500 million site users. Comparing these numbers with last autumn's, the site is on track to gain roughly 10% user volume in just a year. In other words, the site is still growing rapidly and seemingly crossing a critical mass that has rendered the site more useful and dynamic. There are significantly more people to network with than in years past. So here are the three ways that LinkedIn is gaining traction and how contractors and small business owners can benefit. First, recruitment. Now, in the past year, a number of colleagues have mentioned that they've landed interviews or even jobs as a result of being contacted on LinkedIn by a recruiter or a hiring manager. Now that LinkedIn has the numbers and a refreshed user experience, it's easy to search for and proactively browse for candidates who could be a great fit at your company. Job seekers have found LinkedIn's improved easy apply function to be a convenient option when applying for job postings as well. For freelancers and freelance projects, LinkedIn's ProFinder seems to have found its footing since its launch about a year ago, providing another much-needed way for freelance contractors to connect with the business owners who want to hire them with a straightforward bidding process. And in thought leadership, LinkedIn users' experience revamp places an emphasis on content. Many professionals and businesses who may have struggled to keep up with larger companies' marketing campaigns are now benefiting from the opportunity to share news and trends directly with potential customers by posting updates and articles. Business owners should take time to optimize their LinkedIn company page and individual profile and regularly create thoughtful, strategic content for the platform. I want to talk about that for just a minute because that's one area that I jumped into and it's really paid off in a large way, and that is in writing articles. Now, if you're in any industry, insurance, accounting, law, there are certain things you know that the average person doesn't know. And this is an opportunity for you to share that and to set yourself apart as a key opinion leader or as a thought leader. So go ahead and write articles. And they don't have to be long, you know, 3 or 4 paragraphs, something that will quickly generate some interest. Also leave some biographical information about yourself at the bottom of the article, usually in italics. Who you are, what you do, degrees held, positions held, company you work for, a phone number or an email address. You'll find that a lot of times you touch a nerve with some of these articles and now people want to talk to you about it. They want to give you their opinion or they want to either agree with you or disagree with you, but it allows you to get that feedback as to whether or not people like what they're seeing. Even posting an article and then just seeing that 200 or 300 people liked what you said is a great way to follow up and connect with these individuals. If a person likes your article, offer to connect with them so that they'll follow future articles with you. I wrote an article years ago, and I talked about it. I think I read it here on the show. But the title of the article was Create Your Own Economy. And this was at a time about 4 years ago when people were still blaming everybody and their brother for why business sucked. They blamed Obama. They blamed Congress. They blamed the Senate. They blamed everybody. The only person they didn't blame was themselves. And most people don't. And so what I had suggested in the article was that if you want to, you know, create, if you want to have a good economy, then go out and create one for yourself, especially in a sales position. In sales, you have the unique ability to basically write your own paycheck. How much harder than the other guy are you willing to work? And so I suggested to people coming in 15 minutes early, staying 15 minutes late, making 10 or 15 more phone calls at the end of the day, something that will help you connect with more potential customers over time. And when you added the math, you say, okay, 10 new customers per day, 50 per week times 52 weeks, all of a sudden you had potentially 2,500 new people that wouldn't have heard from you if you didn't do that extra 15 minutes worth of work. So people took that to heart. And one gentleman who owns a awards company in Indiana, they're a supplier to the industry, actually reads that article to this day. He stopped me at a trade show earlier in the summer and said, I still read your article to my sales staff at least once a year. And I want them to understand that they are in control of their paycheck. And the more they work, the more customers they see, the more money that they should make. So Hopefully it works. Remember, you can create your own economy. We'll have more on that in upcoming shows, because it's one area that I think a lot of people are really lacking and missing out on is that they're not spending enough time growing their business. It's not enough to just work in your business. You have to work on your business. In sports, in Major League Baseball, the playoffs are underway. Tonight, you'll see the Washington Nationals and Cubs play to see who advances to the NLCS. The Yankees last night came back from behind to defeat the Cleveland Indians. They now advance to the ALCS and will face the Houston Astros. In the NFL, this is week 6 of the regular season. The 4-1 Philadelphia Eagles will take on the 4-1 Carolina Panthers tonight at 8:25 p.m. The 0-5, the oh-no-and-5 New York Giants will play the 3-1 Denver Broncos, and the 3-2 New York Jets. The Jets already have 3 wins. Will take on the 3-2 New England Patriots. The NBA season has already begun, as has the NHL. And in college football, locally, Rutgers is off this week. Actually, no, they are playing this week. But the AP Top 10 looks like this heading into Week 6. Alabama holds down the top spot, followed by Clemson, Penn State, Georgia, and Washington. TCU, Wisconsin, Washington State, Ohio State, and Auburn round out the top 10. In NASCAR news, it was New Jersey native Martin Truex Jr. winning at Charlotte in the 4th race of the playoffs, his 2nd playoff win this year, and he will advance to the round of 8. This week, the teams travel to Talladega Super Speedway for the Alabama 500 and the 5th race of the 10-race playoff. In other NASCAR news, Furniture Row Racing has said it will field just 1 car next season for Martin Truex Jr., meaning that Eric Jones, who is currently driving the number 77 car for Furniture Row, will be out of a ride. He has, however, signed a contract with Joe Gibbs Racing for next season. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I am taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's going to continue to get worse before it gets better. You all know the weather conditions. We're just going to see these conditions continue for the next several days minimum.
Cal Fire officials being bluntly realistic with reporters about the wildfires that are continuing to decimate parts of Northern California. 23 people are now confirmed dead as the California is dealing with some of the worst wildfires in history. The fires sweeping through wine country and other areas are forcing tens of thousands of evacuations. Entire neighborhoods in Santa Rosa have been destroyed by the fires. President Trump expected to sign an executive order on health care today. During an interview on Fox News Hannity, Trump said he will sign the order, which will allow people to buy health insurance across state lines. Trump said he would have taken the action earlier, but hoped such a measure would have been part of a comprehensive health care bill that Republicans would have pushed through the legislature. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Good news, everyone. Futurama is back in an all-new episode that's available for audio download or listening today. And it's free. The new episode, created by the original Futurama team, came to life after they were reunited to create new content for Jam City's mobile game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. Executive producer David X. Cohen says the cast had a great time creating both the video game and the 42-minute-long podcast episode.
It's weird, you know. Several years go by and you don't make an episode of Futurama and you
get a little nervous, like, can we still do this? And then everybody just kind of locks into work mode again, and it feels like old times. We have the whole original crew back together for this. We have all original writers from the show. We have the original animators and the entire cast of the show.
Fans of the show will find the podcast on sites including Nerdist.com and YouTube. The Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
The prototypes for border walls are being built and pictures are starting to leak out. Here's Jason Campidonia.